looks at the specific elements that are really Southeast Alaskan.
Melanie Shivens of Raincoast Data in Juneau put the Southeast 2020 Economic Plan together for Southeast Conference. More than 400 people representing businesses, tribes, native organizations, municipalities, nonprofits, and more were involved in developing the plan. She says it outlines the challenges and opportunities in the region's economy.
How does the Southeast Alaska economy tick? What are the opportunities that are here for us? I mean, we know we have our challenges. There's more than 1,000 islands in Southeast Alaska, so transportation is obviously a significant issue. So there are pitfalls. So how can we work around that, and how can we work together to really grow a strong economy and plan for a strong economy? And I really think that's what this plan does.
Transportation is the number one priority in Southeast Conference's plan. Regional business leaders rated cost of transportation both for freight and for travel as one of the top barriers to success. Southeast Conference Executive Director Shelley Wright says state budget cuts to the Marine Highway made it an even more crucial area to address.
Lack of service, lack of dependability, that's all been happening in the last 2-3 years. We just didn't see any end in sight to that happening, and to have the Marine Highway go away isn't an option.
Southeast Conference recently made progress towards its goal of creating a more sustainable Marine Highway. The group signed an agreement with Governor Bill Walker to come up with a new business and management plan for the ferry system.
And actually design a new governance strategy and develop a strategic plan for 25 years to come.
Southeast Conference is spearheading work on the Marine Highway Initiative, but the group hopes local governments, businesses, and nonprofits can use the plan and its priorities to support their own goals.
So this is just an overall guideline for all of the communities to be able to use this as a planning tool and also to use it as a finance tool in trying to get grants and financing loans for their projects within their communities.
The state budget crisis is bound to have impacts far beyond the Marine Highway. The economic plan notes that local, state, and federal government accounts for 1/3 of all workforce earnings in Southeast. 14% of direct wages come from state government. Wright says the state budget woes make development of other economic sectors even more important.
Grow mariculture and seafood industry and the timber industry and resource development, tourism, small business that isn't really dependent on the government.
Those areas are included in the plan's list of top economic priorities. They include improving energy security, training a maritime industrial workforce, and advocating for the seafood sector. Here's Shivens.
If you look at all jobs in Southeast Alaska, you look at all dollars paid in Southeast Alaska, 1 out of 4 is paid to somebody who's working directly with or on the ocean.
Growing tourism is also a major goal. Shivens says the visitor industry is the strongest industry overall in Southeast right now.
We're going to surpass our 1 million person cruise ship mark this summer. And so how can we attract more visitors to Southeast Alaska, and how can we attract visitors that are going to be spending more money and maybe staying longer?
Decline in government spending and jobs, the high cost of transportation and living, Southeast faces many economic challenges in the next 5 years and beyond. But many of the people surveyed for the plan say quality of life and Southeast Alaskan spirit are top benefits to living and working in this part of the world. Southeast Conference hopes that optimism will help motivate economic growth despite the obstacles. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.